Okay, perfect. So I was just told that there's a bris, so I'm just following up, a double bris this week. Just following up, for those of us who had the privilege to be here last night, Rabbi Feiner already filled us in on some of the inyanim of the bris, as to why Eliyahu Navi is the one who is the Malach HaBris, what that's all about, what the Schar Eliyahu Navi is going to get, what's so terrible about showing up to every bris, why was that an onesh to him? Ayin Sham V'Tim Tzonachas, it was absolutely incredible. But now, I just want to follow up on what Rabbi Feiner spoke about, talk a little bit halacha lemaisa about an inyan that comes up every single time we attend a bris, and that is the following. We find in Parshas Lech Lecha, the psukim tell us, "Unimaltim es besar or laschem." So that's the obvious mitzvah. We have a mitzvah to do a bris mila. But then the pasuk says, "V'hayu la'os bris beini uveinechem." The pasuk says that the bris mila is considered an ois between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Shach already writes in Yerodeyasim and Shinhei, which is in Hilchos Pidin Aben, the Shach has an interesting chiddush. What happens? And one might think this is a theoretical case. It just happens to be this case came up a couple of weeks ago with someone that I personally know, that there was a situation where the child was, it was a Mila Shel Bismana, the child was not healthy, and they were not able to have the bris on the eighth day. It just so happens to be the time that the bris was scheduled for after the child got better was on the same day as the Pidin Aben. So the Shiloh arises, and this is seems like a theoretical Shiloh, but it actually can come up. The Shach discusses what's the halach in such a case. Which one do you do first? On the one hand, the Yom Lamed Aleph is the mitzvah, the Pidin Aben is the mitzvah that is right in front of us, that the Zman HaMitzvah is today, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. We have a Sugya in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Gilon where the Gemara tells us, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, a person has to be very excited. He has to first take care of the mitzvah, which the time is pressing, which is right now for the Pidin Aben, because this is the Iker Zman of the Pidin Aben. On the other hand, we have a Bris Mila that also falls out today. And the Bris Mila we've been waiting to do for the past couple of weeks already, so which one should a person prefer, which one should he do first? So the Shach quotes over there from the Maharanach, one of the earlier Achronim. So the Shach writes that one is supposed to do the Bris Mila before the Pidin Aben, even though this stands in stark contradiction to that Gemara in Kiddushin, that Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, still says the Shach that this is an important thing to do first because the Bris is called the Ois Bris Kodesh. The Bris is what gives us the validity as being a Jewish person. So therefore, when I have a toss-up between a Bris Mila and a Pidin Aben, I should first do the Bris Mila to make myself a full-fledged Jew, a full-fledged Yehudi. Only afterward does the Pidin Aben really have a special significance as it's being done on a complete Jewish child. So now, we know that the bris is considered an oath. So what's the halacha? The Achronim write that there is a minig that everyone should wear their tefillin when the bris is taking place in the shul. Now this is something very often people are not careful about, and we'll look around at a bris, we'll find many people take their tefillin off. So obviously some people are in a rush and they don't have a chance to wait around till after the bris to take them off. But for those who are not in a rush, for those who are able to stick around for the whole bris, so the halacha is clearly in the Magen Avram, in the Shach, that one is supposed to keep his tefillin on for the duration of the bris. Now the question is why. So reason number one that the Achronim suggest is the following. The Gemara in Megillah Das Tes Zayin Amud Beis Darshans, La'ihudim Ha'isa'or V'simcha V'sasim Ikar. So the Gemara Darshans each one of those words to mean something else. Says the Gemara, Orazu Torah, so La'ihudim Ha'isa'or, there was Torah, V'simcha, the Gemara doesn't darshan, sasan zu mila v'ikar zu tefillin. So the Gemara seems to say that there's some sort of connection between tefillin and mila. So therefore the Achronim write that a person should keep his tefillin on for the mila because the Gemara darshans these two things from one word right next to the other in the same very pasuk in the Gemara in Megillah Daf Tes Zayin. Based on this, the Berhetav also writes, let's say we have, what's the general minig? A person who has a bris mila in the morning, so we generally wait till after davening to do the bris. We finish davening first, and then we have the bris in the shul. However, says the Berhetav, what if a bris mila falls out on Purim? What should a person do then? So says the Berhetav, a person should first do the Kriyas HaTorah, because that's what we do right after we daven Shemoneh Esrei. So you do Kriyas HaTorah, and then a person should do the bris right after the bris. He should follow that with the Kriyas HaMegillah. Says the Berhetav, why? Because if you follow the order in this pasuk, the sequence is La'ihudim Ha'isa'ora means Torah, V'simcha means Mila, V'sasan, whatever, Simcha V'sasan is Mila, V'ikar is Tefillin. So he says the person should first do Kriyas HaTorah, then he should do the Mila, he should keep his Tefillin on for all this, and then he should move on with the rest of davening. It's a big chiddush, but that's all predicated on the fact that we darshan from one pasuk many different halachas. Reason number two that the Shach and the Magen Avram quote, which is what I want to focus on, is the following. Since the tefillin, as we know, is an os hili Yisrael, we know that the tefillin serves as an os for Klal Yisrael. In fact, the Medrash writes in the parsha of the Mekosha Sa'etan, so the Medrash writes that Moshe Rabbeinu had a taina on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Medrash wants to know, why is it that the parsha of Mekosha Sa'etan is right next to the parsha of Tzitzis? What's the connection between the two things? So said the Medrash, that Moshe Rabbeinu had a taina. During all week long, Klal Yisrael has the opportunity to remind themselves not to do an Aveira because they're wearing tefillin. The person who's wearing tefillin is not going to do an Aveira. So Mekosha Sha'etzim, here he goes on Shabbos, he's not wearing tefillin, so Moshe Rabbeinu advanced the Taina to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do you expect a person to remind himself not to do an Aveira, not to violate any Yisurim? The tefillin is not going to serve as the oath as it does during the week. So the Ribbono Shel Olam answered him, we still have tzitzis on Shabbos. Okay, whatever the pshat in the teretz is, but that was Moshe Rabbeinu's kasha, that tefillin is always supposed to serve to the person as an oath. So therefore, says the Gemara, that the tefillin are always considered an oath to Yisrael. And based on that Gemara, the Achronim quote that one should wear his tefillin during the Mila, because the same way tefillin is an oath, so too Mila is an oath. That's what we find in Parshas Lech Lecha. Os bris b'nei v'neichem. So he says it's nice to have two osos at one time. It's nice to have the tefillin, which is an oath, and the Mila, which is an oath. So therefore we keep the tefillin on during the duration of the bris Mila. That is the idea that the Shach and the Magen Avraham both write. What is the pshat in this idea? Why should a person have two osos? Why isn't it good enough to have one? So a very startling chiddush is found in the Binyamin Zeb. That's the Tshuva Sefer that very often the Rama quotes it. So it was one of the early Achronim. So in the Tshuvas Binyamin Zeb, he quotes this, and the Smag writes the same thing. The Stechemet quotes it from him, that the Psukim tell us, HaPishnayim Edim Yakum Dover. The Gemara Darshan is that in order to have a real Edus on any sort of case, in order to have testimony on anything, you need to have two witnesses that come forward and say testimony about this specific item that we want to know about. So say the Achronim, a person wants to testify, a person wants to know that he's really Jewish, so at all times he has to make sure he has two Edim surrounding him, saying and stating clearly that he is a full-fledged Yehudi. So number one, he has the Bris Mila. Number two, he has his tefillin. I mean, in the olden days, they used to wear tefillin all day. So that's the way the early Achronim explain why it's important to have two osos at once, and based off that idea is what the Magen Avraham and the Shach both quote, that a person should leave his tefillin on for the duration of the Bris Mila. So now we're going to get into the third oath which the Torah talks about, and that is the fact that Shabbos is also referred to as an oath. So what does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says, V'shamar Yisrael Sa Shabbos, whatever, and then the Pasuk say, Osi Le'olam. So Shabbos is also considered an oath. What exactly is the oath of Shabbos? So the Oz Arua writes from earlier Rishonim that the oath of Shabbos is that we don't do any Malacha on Shabbos. That serves as a sign for everybody that this is Osi Lolam Beiniyu Veinechem, that this is between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And based on this, the Oz Arua also writes that since on Chol HaMoed there's no Isser Min HaTorah to do Malacha, listen to this, one of the Rishonim writes this, since on Chol HaMoed there's no Isser Malacha, it's only an Isser Min HaRabbanan, Pashtus, 2 days in Tosis and Tainis, but the simple understanding is that Malacha on Chol HaMoed is Mutter Midaraisa. So says the Oz Arua, therefore we have to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Why? Because the only time we don't wear tefillin is when we have an oath, which is Shabbos, which is an Isser Malacha. However, on Chol HaMoed, when we do Malacha Min HaTorah, so therefore we have to wear tefillin. That's what he writes. So let's look at the background of this connection between tefillin and Shabbos. The Gemara in Erev and Daf Tzadi Vav writes the following din. On Shabbos, one is not allowed to wear tefillin. And it will be very obvious where we're headed with this once we hear this Gemara. The Gemara says that one is not allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos. Why not? Because Shabbos in and of itself serves as an os. As we said, osi la'olam. So if Shabbos in and of itself serves as an os, so the Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Arachayim Simon Lamed Aleph and Ilchus Tefillin, Shulchan Aruch writes that since Shabbos is an os, it would be a bizayon to Shabbos, it's a zilzal to Shabbos, for a person to go ahead and wear his tefillin and show that Shabbos is not good enough. Shabbos does not serve as a sufficient os, and therefore I feel that I have to put on my tefillin, says the Gemara, therefore we do not wear tefillin on Shabbos. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes this halacha l'maisa, that one is not permitted to wear tefillin on Shabbos because it would turn out to be a zilzal to Shabbos. Now, in Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim, in Hilchas Shabbos, we're told in Simon Shin Dalet Mem, that what happens if a person loses track of time, he's in the Midbar, he's a Midbar, he's totally lost, doesn't know where he is, doesn't know how he's getting out of there, and he doesn't know when Shabbos is. So this is quoting a Gemara, but in Shulchan Aruch it says that the person is allowed to do work all week long, kidei parnasaso, meaning what's bikuach nefesh. Person mamish can't live, and he doesn't know what he's going to do. He's in the midbar. He doesn't know what time it is. He doesn't know what day of the week it is. So the Gemara and then the Shulchan Aruch quotes as the halacha: the person's allowed to do work all week long, even though one of those days is going to be Shabbos. He's allowed to do work kedei parnasaso, just enough work to keep himself alive in the midbar and get him through the week. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins, and then the Shulchan Aruch says, umekadesh bayom hashvi. Now he realizes, oh, I have no idea when Shabbos is. So the Gemara says that from the time that he realizes that he doesn't know when Shabbos is, 7 days later, he should say Kiddush. Fine, that's the halacha lamaisa. Now, what about the day that he says Kiddush? Is he supposed to be doing malacha that day also? Isn't that a tarti disaster? You're going to say Kiddush and you're also going to do malacha? Yes, you're in the midbar, but lamaisa is it Shabbos, is it not Shabbos? So the Shulchan Aruch says, yes, you say Kiddush and you're also allowed to do malacha because it's bikuach nefesh and you're not really sure if it's Shabbos. So that is what we tell the person to do. It's a whole big discussion in the Achronim what that's about, why it's not a tarti disaster, but be it as it may, that's what it says. So look there in the Bir Halacha, in Siman Shin Dalet Mem, a fascinating Bir Halacha, we don't have time to go into everything, but the Bir Halacha over there writes that a person should wear tefillin every day of the week, even on the day that he's saying Kaddish, even on the day that he's saying Kiddush as well. You understand this? The Bir Halacha writes that a person is supposed to wear tefillin every single day of the week when he's stuck in the Midbar. He doesn't know which day it is, he doesn't know which day is Shabbos. So says the Bir Halacha, the person should put on tefillin even on the day that he says Kiddush. And the Achronim also have a machlokes, which Shmona Esrei does he daven on that seventh day? Does he really consider it Shabbos? Does he not consider it Shabbos? Should he daven a Shabbos Shmona Esrei or a weekday Shmona Esrei? An interesting discussion. So now, let's say you have this individual. He's stuck in the Midbar, he doesn't know what day it is, he counts 7 days from that time, and now he recites Kiddush on the seventh day. Says the Bir Halacha, he's supposed to put on tefillin on the seventh day. So now, we arise with the following suffix. Is a person supposed to make a bracha on his tefillin every day or not? Well, I might not be chayiv in putting on tefillin today because today might be Shabbos. Again, I don't remember which day it is. So the Chabina Rav was asked the following shalom, the Chuvas Dov of Mesharim, he wants to know, should the person make a bracha? Or do we say, maybe the underlying principle all the time in a suffix brachas is, suffix brachas lahakel. So maybe when the person is putting on tefillin every single day, he should not make a bracha on his tefillin because he's not sure, in fact, when he's in the midbar. He's not sure, in fact, if he's really chayiv. The Gemara says that on Shabbos we don't wear tefillin. So maybe I'm not chayiv in tefillin, but maybe I'm not chayiv in the bracha, so suffik brachas la'akal, maybe I shouldn't say a bracha. Says the Dov Mesharim, no. He brings a raya from Sfiras HaOmer, a beautiful raya, because what's the halacha? A person who forgets to count one night of Sfira, what's the din? He continues to count the rest of the nights without a bracha. Why? Because we have a suffik, maybe the halacha is that you don't need tmimos, maybe you don't need all the 49 days together, maybe each night is considered a separate mitzvah. So because it's a suffik, so therefore, we are, out of respect to the Shita of the Bahag, so we do not recite a bracha the rest of the days, but we continue to count without a bracha. Now, what happens if a person is not sure if he forgot one night? Then what's the din? He continues to count with a bracha. Why? So the Achronim explained, because that's a Svek Sveka. Suffik number one is we're not sure in the first place if it's 49 different mitzvahs or it's one mitzvah. That's suffik number one. Suffik number two, I'm not even sure if I skipped a day. So when it's a Svek Sveka, so we paskin la'alacha, Svek Sveka, in that type of situation, you would still recite a bracha. That's what you see from Sfiras HaOmer. We have a Svek Sveka. If I'm a chayiv to make a bracha or not, you do recite a bracha. So says the Dov Meisharim. Over here where it's a rov, 6 out of the 7 days of the week are chol. 6 out of the 7 days of the week, I'm chayiv to put on tefillin. It's just one day of the week, I'm not chayiv, and I happen to be in the midbar, and I'm not sure what today is, so what's the probability that I'm putting on tefillin on weekday? 6/7, right? So it's a high probability, it's a high chance that today I'm putting on tefillin because I'm mechuyev to put on tefillin. So he says, if you see by Sfiras HaOmer that by Svek Sveka we would recite a bracha, we don't apply the principle of Savik Brachas Lahakel, so for sure here a rov is better than a Svek Sveka. So if a rov is better than a Svek Sveka, he says we have 6 out of 7 chances to assume that today is a day of the regular week, it's not Shabbos, and therefore, says the Dov Meisharim, a big chiddush, I would even recite a bracha on all 7 days of the week when I'm putting on tefillin, even the day that I'm saying Kiddush, which I assume is probably the day of Shabbos. That's a big chiddush. So why do we get into this? So the Bir Halacha writes the following. Why is the Bir Halacha of the opinion that a person has to put on Shabbos, has to put on tefillin the day that he says Kiddush when he's stuck in the Midbar? Again, you have this strange case. A guy is stuck in the Midbar, he has no idea what day it is, he doesn't know what time it is, he forgot when Shabbos is. So says the Shulchan Aruch, a person has to keep Shabbos on the seventh day from the day he remembers, and that day he recites Kiddush. Bir Halacha added on a Kiddush. He even puts on tefillin on that day. Says the Bir Halacha, why does he put on tefillin? So the Bir Halacha says, because the whole ois of tefillin is that a person doesn't do malacha. And that's why on Shabbos, since Shabbos is an Isser Malacha, we don't wear tefillin. So he says, this guy who's stuck in the Midbar, who's doing malacha all week long, so he doesn't have the os, because there is no Isser Malacha for him. He's stuck in the Midbar and he has to live. So since there's no Isser Malacha for him on Shabbos, he doesn't have an os. So therefore he has to put on his tefillin. A whopper of a chiddush from the Bir Halacha. And that is the way he keeps it. Lahalacha, he says a person must wear tefillin all 7 days, even though one of those days is going to be Shabbos, because he does not have the os of Isra Malacha on Shabbos. Ask the Bir Halacha as follows. What about a cholo she'ema sakana on Shabbos? What's the din? You have a person in the hospital on Shabbos. So we're allowed to do whatever we have to do to make him better. No, he's allowed to turn on the lights, turn off the lights. He's allowed to do malachas derabbanan. He's allowed to do plenty of things. So what happens? Says the Bir Halacha, you're going to tell me every person that's in the hospital on Shabbos and is doing malacha also is supposed to put on tefillin on Shabbos? That's the Bir Halacha's kasher. It's not my question. Says the Bir Halacha, I don't understand. If this is correct, so then why don't you say every person who finds himself Rahmana Litzlan in a hospital should also be allowed to put on tefillin, or should also be mechuyev to put on tefillin, because he doesn't have the os of Shabbos? That's the kasher that the Bir Halacha raises. And really, it's not his original idea. If you look in the Chumash Hadeshan, he has a similar type of spin. He says, well, you know, it's always a good thing to have an os, and generally we assume we have the os of the Bris Milah. And on Shabbos, what do we have? We have Shabbos and the Bris Milah. So we have two osias. During the week, we have tefillin and Milah. Shabbos, we have Milah and Shabbos. So ask the Chumash Hadeshan, not as a joke. The Chumash Hadeshan says, what about Misha Meso Echa Machmas Milah? You have a hemophiliac who couldn't have a bris. For whatever reason, he's not feeling well. So now the person comes to Shabbos, he only has one os, the os of Shabbos. He doesn't have a bris milah. So he says, maybe this person should put on tefillin on Shabbos. A peladik achidish, the Chumash Hadeshan, one of the Rishonim, he says, maybe we should assume that a person who doesn't have a bris milah should be mechuyev to put on tefillin on Shabbos. Listen to this chidish. So this is the Bir Halacha's question, why don't we assume that every cholah she'ema sakana should also have to put on tefillin on Shabbos because he finds himself in the hospital, and he's doing malachas for himself, and he's doing everything under the sun. So that's a fascinating kasha that the Bir Halacha has, but we're out of time, so we're not going to get into his answer. But I just want to leave you with one final thought, and that is, if the Magen Avraham and the Shach both say that the reason we wear our tefillin during a bris milah is because a person should always be sure to have two osas at once. A person should always make sure that he has, number one is tefillin, and number two the milah, or on Shabbos, he's supposed to have the milah and Shabbos, so then what is the pshat why we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos? The whole Gemara says we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos is because it's a zilzal to Shabbos. It's a bizayin to Shabbos if a person's going to go ahead and put on tefillin on Shabbos. It's a zilzal because you're showing the os of Shabbos is not good enough. So if the os of Shabbos is not going to be good enough and that's why we don't wear tefillin, follow the cheshbon here, then why over here are the achronim saying a person should take two osas bedavka at once? A person should show that milah is not good enough. You also need the tefillin. What do you mean? Isn't that a bizayin to the bris milah? We bedavka should take off our tefillin by the bris milah the same way we take off the tefillin on Shabbos. That's the kasha that the Eliyarab has, the Prima Gadim has the kasha, the Igris Maisha has the kasha, and the Stechemed quotes from the Ginze Yosef. I'm not sure who it is, but it sounds like it's one of the Svardash Achronim who quotes from his father-in-law, who's the Chelkas HaSadeh, also someone I never heard of. So he writes the following distinction, and take it or leave it, it's an interesting idea, but he writes the following. He says, on Shabbos, the Os is B'Sheva Al Tasa. On Shabbos, the Os is not recognizable. It's the fact that a person's not doing Malacha. So if I go ahead and I'm going to put on tefillin and show, I need another os because the os of Shabbos is not good enough, that's a zilzal to Shabbos. Because nobody recognizes the os of Shabbos because it's just b'sheva al tasa. But he says by a bris milah, that's a very recognizable os. We're doing a bris milah in the shul. Everybody sees what we're doing. Everybody knows. Everybody's aware of the fact that there is an os that's screaming out loud, that's telling us that we're osi v'ni v'neichem. There's an os between the Ribbono Shel Olam and Klal Yisrael. Nu, so have two osias. Like the Rishonim said, al pishnayim edim yakum dover. Why not wear your tefillin while you're doing the bris milah? Show that you're really Jewish. Show that you really have shnei edim to prove that you're an emes Yehudi, that you're a real yid. So therefore, the Achronim write, when it comes to a bris milah, a person should leave his tefillin on and make sure that he has two osias. When it comes to Shabbos, and Shabbos in and of itself is an os, but it's only an os b'sheva al tasa. It's very subtle. It's not something that everybody recognizes. Therefore, we assume that on Shabbos, one should not wear his tefillin because it would turn out to be a zilzal to Shabbos. Everyone should have a wonderful evening.